Well, the Palestinian Health Ministry is warning of a humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip due to the ongoing crippling Israeli siege. The ministry says hospitals and medical centers are facing a critical shortage of drugs and medical disposables due to the blockade. It says that hundreds of patients are in life-threatening conditions and urgently need medical supplies. The health ministry is now calling on international bodies, including the Red Cross and the World Health Organization, to exert pressure on Tel Aviv to lift the blockade and open the crossings. Gaza has been under a siege since 2007. Dozens of Palestinians, including children, have lost their lives because of a lack of medical supplies. Hisham Hahn, our correspondent, joins us now from Gaza. Hisham, the lack of medical supplies as a result of the ongoing Israeli siege has made life much more difficult for Palestinians there. Talk to us more about the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza right now.
Well, the eight-year Israeli siege on the Gaza Strip now has caused a complete failure, almost complete failure in the healthcare system in the Gaza Strip, and making the Ministry of Health and the other medical facilities incapable of delivering the health services for the entire Gaza population now. Many people who are suffering from serious diseases like the cancer, who have tumors, who suffer the hepatitis now, are suffering because of the lack of the medication, the medical supplies and disposals, and also equipment who are needed for special surgeries in the surgery rooms are now do not exist in Gaza Strip due to the siege. Actually, we spoke in the last week to an official in the Ministry of Health, and he told us about clear reasons behind this medical crisis and paralyze in the health system. The first one is the lack of the budget for the government due to the halt of the taxation revenues by Israel that made the Ministry of Health incapable of delivering the required materials, medical supplies and equipment to the Gaza Strip. The second reason actually behind that is the difficulties in the transportation which bans or doesn't make these required medical supplies reach the Gaza Strip. And of course, that's controlled by the Israeli authorities, that they allow and do not allow what comes inside of the Gaza Strip and goes out of it. This situation has been developing for the past few years, actually, not a matter of months. And many of the people in the Gaza Strip who were suffering injuries during the war have passed away, and only two in the last month have died due to their serious injuries in the, who they had during the war by the Israeli war machines. So until now, there are hundreds of patients who are stuck in Gaza Strip and cannot get out of the Gaza Strip in order to receive the medical treatment required due to the Israeli siege and restrictions on transportation, freedom of transportation for the population of Gaza in the Gaza Strip.
Hisham, how do the Gazans feel about the international indifference to what's taking place there?
Well, Gaza is visited almost on a daily basis by international officials and representatives of the international NGOs and the United Nations, and nothing changes on the ground that the people could feel or sense that it would improve their life on any level. The reconstruction, for example, has been sustained and ineffective since the real end of the war, and this is making the people feel serious depression, that nothing is going to change, that they will have nothing but poverty, unemployment, a lack of medication for their children and their peers. People are really, really suffering distress due to the international community's attitude towards the Gaza Strip.
Thank you very much. Hisham Hahn, our correspondent, joining us from Gaza.